Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm sitting here broadcasting you from my bright red desk. And my sister gave me a little bicycle thing so I can pedal during my readings. So I've pedaled today. So I'm feeling very exercised, not that I necessarily was, because I'm sitting in my chair pedaling my legs. But hey, you know, it counts. And this is the weekly weather for January 31st, 2016. What we do here on the weekly weather is we talk about what's coming up in the week ahead and how to work with the energy productively, constructively, and in agreement with the heavens, because we are definitely affected by the stuff that goes on above our heads, and part of the journey of a life is learning how to work with the seasons of our life. So we do that every week here and kind of hopefully give you a little enlightenment and talk to you about what's coming and how to work with it. So we are in interesting times. You know, as the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. We are probably going to have, continue to make connections with people. Remember, Jupiter and the North Node are traveling together. And they've been traveling together really since the middle of December. We like a 2-degree, 3-degree orb. We really feel it. But that's also important connections coming into our life, and South Node important connections leaving our life, South Node in Pisces. And the North Node's in a working sign. It's in Virgo, and Jupiter's in a working sign in Virgo. So the people that are showing up in your life are people for you to work with, and they're going to keep coming in through February. So even though the Node and Jupiter met and connected today, they're not separating for a couple days. So I do the Twitter posts, and it said, they meet, connect, and she goes, well, this was in the middle of the night, so how am I going to meet anybody and get their business card? A lot of times the aspects are in orbs, so there's an approach, and then there's a separation. And, you know, it's kind of like a train arriving. You know, you're standing on the platform. I mean, I live in New York. We have commuter trains here. You see the train, you see the light coming, especially if it's night, and the little bells go down, they go ding, 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 and then the train arrives, the doors open, you hop on the train, and then you're getting set in your seat. The conductor hasn't come by yet as the train pulls out. Or you pull up to the station and the train's pulling out, and you can try and race it to the next station. So when these aspects happen, there's an approach to them, and there's a separation. And when I post them on Twitter or on my page in my weekly weather, I talk about them here, you may have the aspect happen a few days ahead of when I say it's going to happen. So you want to kind of just think, okay, I'm in orb to meet people. I'm due to connect with people. Let me see who I'm meeting that's interesting, that's showing up in my life. And how are they going to help me, transform me, move me forward? So just kind of think of them as energies, but the energy is around at the beginning and at the end. And if you're sitting in a car parked waiting for the train to pull out, it actually pulls out quite a bit before those little bars go up, ding, 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 and let you proceed. So kind of think of the energy as it's moving. Now, the one that's not like that is Uranus. Uranus has a boom, it happens. And Mars, too. Mars has a boom, and it happens. And those are very precise, meaning they happen on the day. They happen often to the minute. I was lying in bed the other night, and I heard this huge crash. I got cats, so you never know what they're doing. I get out of bed, and I go out in the hallway, and one of the lights had fallen from my ceiling and shattered all over the floor, right? And I live in an older apartment, so it's not a light that can easily be replaced. You know, it's the ceiling light, you know, when they hang up on the top of the ceiling up there. And I'm like, wow. And, of course, I'm like, all right, Uranus just smashed in my living room, my hallway. Let me go look at the aspects. And, of course, it was Uranus to the minute. Boom, on my chart. So that's a precise one. But something like Jupiter or Pluto, it's like a big cocktail party. You know, you're hanging out, and there's the cute person in the corner over there. So kind of mosey over. But they're talking to somebody, you're talking to somebody. And you might not get to them the minute you lay eyes on them, but you meet them soon, okay? So kind of watch this week, next week, the next few weeks, because Jupiter and the North Node are traveling together. Pay attention to the important connections. Pay attention to who you meet. And also pay attention to who's leaving. You know, I had a few people call this week with news of changes, you know, in their emotional world. You know, people that used to be very important to them, you know, not inviting them to a party or not including them in a situation or wanting to let go of people that they've been with for a while and feeling like I need to let that person leave so I can bring in something new. So that's also the energy, because the North Node is hanging out with Jupiter on the I'm going in this direction. The South Node is where we release, and it's in the 12th house. It's in the Pisces sign. It's releasing things that we're finished with, that we've done the work with, that we've learned what the lesson is. So watch where your Pisces house is and look for releasing there, right? And, you know, it's a great house if you got Pisces in the first house or Pisces in your sixth house to go on a diet, because you can release stuff, you know. I've lost 15 pounds since Christmas, I'm pleased to report. Actually more, but I don't have a scale, so I have to wait till I get to the gym and get on the scale to see how much I've lost. But it's going away. The moon's going, North Node's going through my first house. So watch where you're releasing in the Pisces house and also where you're bringing in the Virgo house, okay? And that, of course, is where the Node of Fate is. So this is a fated experience. This is 12 years coming in. Remo, don't do that. You guys can all hear me, I hope. He was standing on the phone edge. He's been hanging out, wanting to play. I didn't play with him. All right, he's now left. That's good. It's what happens when you have an Aries cat. They're like, I want to play now. That's what Aries are like. They're just very insistent. And I did apparently cause a little kerfluffle last week with the clutter of piles with Aquarians. Aquarians are known for their piles. We're all signs are known for something. Aquarians are known for their piles. It's not a criticism. I had an organizer who I hired for a while because I have Aquarius rising. There are a lot of piles. If you've ever been to my house, there's a lot of piles. And each of them is a content pile. That's the tax pile. That's the writing projects. That's the stuff I haven't read yet. And so Aquarians are known for the piles. And my organizer, Thea, always used to say to me, people that are creative need to see their stuff kind of piled all over the place because then it inspires them. And I always liked that because I'm like, oh, you know, I always felt guilty about my piles. But after Thea, I was like, my piles mean I'm creative. So Aquarian, own the piles and just know they're part of your creative purpose. That's how you're doing it. Plus, we aren't earthbound. We don't really think about things on earth. We don't really see the piles. We kind of leap over them. So for those who were the Aquarians who were a little miffed last week. At any rate, forward this week. Okay, everybody get your pens and pencil out. We're going to do the moons first because the moons are interesting this week and they're very productive. And because they're waning, i.e. getting narrower, the moon is going from full to new. This is releasing time in the month, or letting go of, let go, let go, let go. And so we're going to release. Today, tomorrow, the moon's in Scorpio. And the moon in Scorpio has a sextile to Jupiter, which is a working, productive, happy aspect. Jupiter's in Virgo, moon's in Scorpio. Earth and water make mud. We're making stuff with this, right? Closing aspect is a positive, nice little juicy releasing energy. And then the moon goes void at 7:35 on Monday night. And it's void Monday night, and it's void Tuesday morning until 10:50 in the morning. These are all Eastern Standard Times when it enters Sagittarius. So the moon's in Sagittarius on Tuesday, Wednesday, and until 5:04 in the morning on Thursday, Eastern Standard Time, when it goes void, and then it's void all day on Thursday. Okay, so we're going to basically have a Sag moon Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but it is void on Thursday. So void moons are wrapping up things, working on continuing projects, no going out and buying a bunch of new stuff because you're not going to use it. But Tuesday and Wednesday, very productive days, and the aspect is a moon square Jupiter. So moon, think about this, Saggy moon squaring Jupiter in Virgo. Crazy busy, crazy, crazy busy, but getting a lot done on that to-do list. But you would do well, you don't have to, but you would do well to focus on discrete tasks, like work on the task, finish it, get it done before you go on to the next, because the craziness of it, the Jupiter square the moon, tends to make you feel a little bit like, oh, my God, it's going way too fast. So you go, hey, 5 minutes, and I'll be ready to go. Finish up the project, then pick it up, because trust me, once you move on, this is a fast-moving week. You're not going to necessarily get back to it again. So the Sag moon is Tuesday, 10:50 in the morning, Wednesday. Wednesday is a super busy day. and Thursday, which is a void moon day, but it's like a wrap-up day. So you can do stuff on void moons. We say kick back and relax, but you also can work on kind of nattering projects, filing papers, stuff like that. Also, Tuesday is Candlemas. It's also Groundhog Day. You know, we've reapportioned some of these holidays. And Candlemas was the day of candles. And what we would do is we would look, it's the halfway mark, it's the cross quarter mark. We're halfway through winter. Of course, we have the groundhog come up and tell us, six more weeks of winter. Or, going to be nice, you know, with the shadow business. But we're at the cross mark, and we always have these holidays. These are cross quarter holidays. There's four of them. There's Candlemas, there's Beltane, there's Imbolc, and then there is Samhain. Some people call it Samhain. Some people call it Samhain. I call it Samhain, but I may be wrong, so I'm not going to, you know, I probably should go out on the internet and listen to that little voice pronounce it. But Candlemas marks the cross quarter halfway between winter and spring. So this is the mark, and we're kind of in the middle, and this is also 15 degrees of Aquarius. The sign of the fixed signs are halfway through. And Candlemas marks a moment of time when we actually sit as an audience, and we sit and we watch something. And, of course, we have Super Bowl Sunday next week. But I think it's more of us observing where we are in that winter season. And, of course, Candlemas is famous people, so that's often famous events happen on this day because they're days we remember. Then we get to Thursday night, the moon goes into Capricorn 7:44 p.m. It's going to be in Cappy on Friday, and it's going to be in Cappy all day Saturday, entering the moon in Capricorn at 10:54 a.m. Saturday, too, very busy day, leaving Capricorn. And it's void on Saturday, but it's void in a spiritual sign and a practical, reliable, hardworking sign. And there are tons and tons of aspects on Saturday. So, again, a good time to work on existing projects or to kind of colonize, solidize, concretize Capricorn Moon, the understanding you have of things, to really get it grounded and down to earth. And then bright and early, 12:59 a.m. on Sunday, the moon goes into Aquarius, and it's going to be in Aquarius on Sunday day, and on Monday when we have a new moon in Aquarius. And Sunday's a reasonably busy day, but nothing like the way Saturday is. Saturday is hugely busy. Going to have a self-promotion plug here. I'm going to be teaching a palmistry weekend this weekend on the 6th and the 7th. There's still seats available. And what you'll be able to do is look at hands of anybody you meet and read their chart from their hands. Palmistry is another one of the sacred arts. I learned it from a woman, wonderful woman named Ellen Goldberg, who teaches a 2.5-year course, which is the one I took. So this is the Cliff Notes version that I teach in 2 days. But you do get a good, wow, I like it, I want to go study. And I have one of my good students, Beth, up in Vermont. She says, I look at people's hands every day. I'm constantly learning about, because you can't always ask somebody, what's your chart? And I remember I had this one client who I really liked. I never met her in person. She always came by phone. And then she started dating another client. And she's a fire goddess. She has tons of fire in her chart. And so they came together as a couple reading because they realized they had the same astrology. So Kenny and Sasha came. And she has these beautiful fire hands. And I kept looking at her hands as she talked. I'm like, oh, she has the most beautiful fire hands. And it totally describes her. She's a spiritual seeker and a spiritual quester. And, it was just like her hands totally matched who she was and who I had kind of gotten to know in the years over talking to her on the phone. So what you want to do with the hands really are the roadmap of your soul. And they also reflect up to the minute. The chart we can't always tell consciousness from. But the hands show us where the person is right now. And the lines change over time. So we do actually learn a lot about studying the hand and watching, let me see. So I've been on this health kick. You know, I've gone off gluten, I'm eating less dairy, you know, more vegetable, you know, just your basic boring old age life. And my hands lines have changed. My lifeline on my left hand says a long life. Most of my relatives live into the 90. My lifeline on my right hand, not so great. Looked kind of broken and crackety and not good. And it's healed. And I mean, I wish I'd taken more pictures of it because it's really changed over time since I've been changing my diet. So what you want to do with this course, you can come and learn to look at someone's hands and kind of assess crooked pinkies. Maybe you want to be a little careful about getting into deals with them. Big, tall Jupiter finger, they like to be the king. Let them be the king. Worship them, or some similar thing so they're happy. So think about signing up information on my website, or also if you Google Eventzilla Palmistry Ann Ortley, you should find me that way too. Weekend is the 6th and the 7th. So the Kepi moon, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday's Aquarius moon. And these are both very much work in the world, out in the world, how you're going to work and function in the world. Capricorn's where we want to be an authority tied to our Saturn energy, our karma in the world. So often we have karma things on the Capricorn moons. And then, of course, Aquarius is the group energy. And then we have a full moon on Monday. And I am conducting, we had the first webinar, and it went really well. Everybody seemed to like setting new intentions. So Rose and I talked about the suggestions people gave us, and we're starting a new moon webinar series on Sunday night. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, which is totally cool because I'm a little nervous about it, and it would be good if everybody's still watching the Super Bowl. but it's at 7:30. It'll run for an hour and a half, an hour with questions and comments and stuff like that, and kind of try it out and see how everybody likes it. So that's also available on my website. And my website got updated. One site's not quite up. The Astro Ann's in process. The AnnOrtley.com is fully functioning and seeable. We're migrating servers, too, so that's part of why it's a process. So that is a full moon, a new moon, rather. There's a new moon in your chart every month. So on Monday, the 8th, which I'll talk about next week, of course, Monday the 8th is we're entering the Chinese, the year of the monkey. This is the first new moon after the calendar year, and I believe it is a fire monkey that we're entering. And so there's a lot of energy with this fire monkey about how do we get, what do we create? And monkeys are very smart, you know, so this is a very smart year. And, of course, Jupiter's in Virgo, which is a very smart little sign and hardworking and very deft with its hands, as monkeys are. So we're entering the new Chinese New Year next week, and that new moon is at 19 Aquarius. So you want to look where 19 Aquarius is in your chart. In my case, it's in my first house. So I'm starting something new that probably will run about 2.5 years. We'll see. And you want to look where 19 Aquarius is in your chart. Remember, when you look at your chart, if you've got like 20 on a house cusp, like say your 7th house is 20, there's 20 degrees in the 6th house before it. And then there's 10 degrees in the 7th house behind the 20 degrees on the edge of the cusp. So remember, do both houses and look to see where 19 is. So our week ahead, busy day Wednesday, busy day Friday, void moon Thursday, void moon Saturday, like after 11-ish. So that's good for spiritual pursuits, for the tasks that need to be done that don't require initiation. So kind of following up on things, working with things, expanding them. And then, of course, it's void Monday night. So those are the void moons, and they're all pretty productive moons. They all have nice closing aspects. The new moon of Aquarius, the Capricorn moon, which is a lovely trine to Jupiter, learning lots of new stuff, moon in Capricorn, trine Jupiter in Virgo, the Sag moon, the square, the overdoing of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the intensity of the moon sextiling Jupiter and growing things on Monday. Great week for getting stuff done. Expect it to be very fast, full steam ahead, lots of crazy. We still have the Jupiter on the north node, and we have Mercury and Pluto starting to separate, but Mercury is going to come to connect with the north node. So we can anticipate more people departing. The sun in Aquarius is when the sun is in its detriment. Normal, you know, rulers, Leo, opposite, summer, high summer, great, fabulous, Aquarius month, Aquarius sun, not so bright, not so much life force. Think of how low the light seems in February, right? So the sun in detriment in February. And so this week, as we look at the week ahead, let's talk about what else is going on. Lots of stuff besides all these busy, busy days. And when I get to Saturday, you're going to be like, oh, my God, there's so much to do on Wednesday and Saturday. So we did the void moons. So February, starting February 1st, running through February 7th, the sun is going to go from 12 Aquarius to 18. And he has a number of aspects this week. Some of them are a little hard. He's going to be squaring marriage planets, partnerships, relationships, February 2nd. So we're going to see a lot of challenges around relationships on February 2nd. He's going to be working productively with the Saturn. He's going to be sextiling him, our work and our jobs and where we're going on Wednesday. Again, Wednesday is one of those busy days. So our ego and our work kind of come together. And then he's got a little bit of a blind spot on Friday when he kind of gets into a bit of a tussle with Pluto. So Pluto's all about power, and the Sun in Aquarius is all about independence. And Pluto's in Capricorn trying to control things, and Aquarius is going, you can't control me. So power struggles on the 5th, which is okay. That's just kind of part of what it is. And a lot of times when Moon in Capricorn takes place, people kind of crack down. You know, it's Capricorn Moon. Generally, a lot of the really nasty stuff that's gone on in the world, no offense to the Capricorns, of course. I insulted the Aquariuses last week. I don't mean to insult anybody. But a lot of times when the bad stuff happens, there's a Capricorn moon. Because emotionally, people are really wanting to end things, close things, wrap things up. Moon and Sun are Mars and Sun are parallel on the 6th. So that's a powerful, fast-moving day. That's Saturday. And then the Sun is sextile Uranus, which is a lot about creativity and learning new things. And, of course, that's when I'm doing the palmistry workshop. And then the Sun is square Mars, which is a lot about, okay, let's go. Let's go learn new things. Let's try new stuff. And then the Sun is talking to Zeus and to Vesta on Sunday. So that's a lot about home and hearth energy. And then it has a trine to Black Moon Lilith in the afternoon on Sunday afternoon, which is a lot about women being kept subservient. So there's been a lot of stuff lately in the news about women being mad about their pay grades or their amount of money or their salary or whatever, and that we can anticipate that to kind of kick up. Last week we had the Oscars being white. This week we're going to be hearing from women. Next week it'll be the gay people because we're all kind of getting set off. And this ties back to the conjunction of Uranus and Pluto in the 60s when it was race relations, women relations, and gay people being able to have relations. So we kind of, you know, out in the open. So as we go to Aquarian, we work with the groups. And as we move through the decans of the Sun in Aquarius, we get to see the different groups speaking out about how they don't feel necessarily seen, valued, or validated. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch this week. And of course, Sun and Venus are in blind spots. Venus is in Capricorn to Sun in Aquarius. And so Venus in Capricorn says, well, this is what it's for. And Sun in Aquarius goes, well, this is what I want. This is how I want to rebel or be different. And Venus in Capricorn says, this is how it has to be. This is how it's traditionally been. So there's a little struggle between traditional and freedom on Sunday. So Mercury, moving along pretty good. He's going from 17 cap to 22 cap this week. And he squares Zeus on the 2nd, so we can expect eruptions in words and perhaps eruptions on the Earth. I'm anticipating a good earthquake or volcano in the next couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens. And Mercury parallels Saturn and Pluto on the 4th and the 6th. Now, Saturn and Pluto are working in relationship to each other on the declination plane. Okay, so think about this. The declination is where they are above or below the Earth. And when Mercury links up with them by declination, he's carrying the messages from Saturn to Pluto. And he's doing that from Saturn in Sagittarius, which is fire, to Pluto in Capricorn, which is earth. So we think fire-earth, we think volcanoes, sometimes earthquakes. But Mercury also is carrying that information. And so we can expect between the 4th and the 6th some news or some information that we might go, And on the 3rd, we could be a little shocked by something we hear because Mercury has an aspect to Chiron that says, ooh, I didn't want to know that. And then Mercury aspects the nodes of fate on Saturday, which is wonderful. That's a workshop, of course. I try and pick good days. I know the moon's void, but it's okay. The moon is trying and aspect the north node of fate, aspecting the north and sextiling the south, inviting us to make firm commitments. So a lot of people are going to be committing to stuff this next week, at least in their heart, maybe not on paper. And, of course, we're out of the Mercury in Cap, so we're moving forward and we're really locking down. So if you've been waiting to hear if you can buy a house or sign a contract or get a mortgage, this is when you find out. And so forward we go. And then Mercury has a square to Eris, the goddess of discord, which is a little cranky and crabby. That's on Sunday. Fortunately, that's early in the morning, so that's, you know, go home early because there'll be bar fights at 1:40 in the morning Eastern time. So you folks in California, that'll be 11:30 or 10:30 your time. So go home before the bar fights start. Venus in Cap, she's going from 10 Cap to 18. So Venus and Mercury are tracking together, okay? And they're playing together. They're getting close. They're gonna kiss sometime in the next couple of days. But not this week, but they're catching up. So Mercury or Venus is going from 10 Cap to 18. And she's zipping along, and she's aspecting Juno, which is about partnerships and relationships and committing. And Juno's in Scorpio, which is partnering for depth and transformation and let's do it. And, ooh, that sounds delicious. Venus has a semi-sextile to Saturn and a conjunction to Pluto because, remember, Saturn and Pluto are in each other's blind spots. But they're also aspecting each other by declination. So this is kind of the authorities and the underworld meeting. It's like the mob bosses meeting, right? And so Venus is first going to have a little bump up with Saturn, and then she's going to go to Pluto, and she's going to say, you know what? I don't like that Saturn guy, right? And Pluto's going to go, what did he do this time? Remember, everybody's a little afraid of Venus, you know? And you have to think of, I always think of the woman scorned. My mother used to say that. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And, you know, she would comment it on different, you know, news stories or stuff like that. And I always kind of went, really? Hell hath no fury? Well, this week we're going to see hell hath no fury. So no scorn in the women in your life. No scorn in the feminine because it's going to be a little hot. And it's this aspect perfects this week. So we're in orb of it now. It started last week. But now we're going to have it perfect this week, and it perfects on the 5th. So be nice to the women. Flowers, candies. I know Valentine's Day is in another week. It serves you well to bring them stuff this week. All right? And Venus and Uranus square each other on the 6th, which is kind of a shocking energy. And then Venus sextiles Mars on the 7th. So she's busy this week, and she's in Capricorn. Now let's think about Venus in Capricorn. What she likes to do within Capricorn is she likes fine stuff. The people with Venus in Capricorn, you line stuff up and you look and they can always pick the most expensive thing out. Pop it. Taurus people too, Venus and Taurus. But Venus in Capricorn really like the nice stuff and they save their money for it. Venus in Taurus will buy a cheap imitation because it looks pretty good. You know, it's like it's okay, it's a cubic zirconian, but it's got the sparkle. I'm happy. But the Capricorns, they go, no, I want the diamond. You know, and when I was in high school or in college, we had a woman named Reg Carroll. And Reg was very funny, and she was from a big family. There were, I don't know how many people in her family. There were a lot of kids. And she was like, you know, we're all, you know, girls, right? And she's like, yeah, when I date him, I want a carrot ring. Now, mind you, this is 1976, long time ago. And we were like, a carrot? Really? A carrot? That's so big. And she'd go, yeah, I'll say to them, don't you think I'm worth it? And if you say yes, you have to get it for me. And if you say no, you're in big trouble. So Venus is in that kind of mood this week. Be careful with your feminine. Mars sextiles Pluto on the 3rd. Lots of energy, lots and lots of energy this week. And it has a health aspect on the 5th. So you'd be a little careful on the 5th with accidents, driving, and moving. Uranus enters Vesta on the 4th. So she's going to be... Uranus meets Vesta, so it's a great time to clean up things, change things. And that's the week. Pluto squares Vesta on the 1st. Again, great time to change things and clean up things. So that's our weekly weather. The British lady says we're cooked. And so go be nice to the women in your life or the feminine. And this means the little ones, too, not just the big women. I can remember when my brother-in-law smacked my niece on her belly and told her she was getting a little fat. She was like 14. She just took his head off. So watch for the hostile excitable feminine and just suck up to it, because that Venus wants you to be nice and to honor her. And that's all. Have a great time and take care. I will talk to you all next week. And sign up for the broadcast, for the podcast on the new moon or the weekly weather. It now can get delivered to your mailbox. Take care. Have a good week. Bye.